Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Have you been in a situation where you worked hard for a promotion or work hard to be part of a committee, and when you get that promotion, in a very short time, you find yourself frustrated, stressed, irritated, and you start asking yourself, how comes I've always wanted this position? Am I really suited for this position? Welcome to another episode of eLaborate Topics podcast. I am your host, Lona Small. eLaborate Topics podcast is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-host, Taiwana Wilson, and Stephanie Whitehead come to you to bring you tools, tips, and guests to help you to excel both inside and outside the lab. And just a little bit about myself. I am Lona Small. I am a quality and process improvement specialist at the Johns Hopkins Hospital. And I'm a coach and trainer at Lab OPEX Training and Consulting, where I help medical lab professionals who feel hidden, who feel undervalued, and unsure of their next career growth opportunity to find their unique skill set and operate at their highest level as a operational excellence leader. Who do you know? Today, we're going to talk about misalignment on your jobs. And you may be saying, how comes anyone could be misaligned when they find a job that they know that that's the job that they are skilled to do? And I just want to let you know that nobody is immune to that. We actually were discussing this topic in the Lab OPEX Next Level Career Coaching Group this week. And I told a story that something like that happened to me, and it wasn't long ago. Recently, I was asked to help out on the phlebotomy team. They lost their supervisor, and they were in a sense of chaos, limbo. They didn't have lead in place, so they had no leader, and things were kind of out of whack. So I was asked to help out. And for me, it was kind of very big X because my position in itself is like for 3 to 4 people in order to actually get my job done. And I hesitated and I decided I'd help. And it was almost like a resistance because I wasn't only resisting the person that was asking, but I was resisting myself. It was more like a pulling on my heart because I have a desire to improve structure, improve processes, improve workflow, to help with team culture. And I knew that was something that I loved to do. However, it was conflicting with other things that I had to do, but I did it anyway. And while I was working, of course, transition is never easy. And so going through the transition of moving and creating certain structure when it comes to training and competency and proper documentation and building the team and mentoring leaders to stand in the gap, I got a lot of resistance. There was some rocky road, but I could see the light at the end of the tunnel. But that wasn't so much the challenge for me because, you know, I expect that nothing is easy. But there was a lot of stress for me. And I knew where that stress was coming from. I felt as if I was giving up a lot to do something that I love. I was giving up my evenings. I was working nights. I wasn't able to get onto a lot of training that I do in the evening, different coaching calls, different things. I didn't have certain flexibility that I had. I used to be called on weekends and things like traveling to see my grandkids or just time for myself was gone. And that created a lot of stress and frustration. And you may be wondering, like, so what is the point of that story? But really, what I realized was that even though I was doing something that I love, it was actually going against my core value. And that happens a lot in situations where you find that you're doing something that you like to do, but there's a lot of friction, a lot of frustration, a lot of irritation. And if you really examine it, it may be going against your core value. So for me, what are the core values that I'm talking about that this was going against? So to list some of my core value, and my core value is empowerment. It's inclusivity, it's process improvement and patient safety, continuous growth. So you may say, but weren't you satisfying some of those core values? And even though at the end of the day, we got to the point where the team became strong, I mentored some great leaders to stand in the gap. We hired a lot of new team members. We got them trained. They were strong and they could basically operate on their own for a while. I was asked that, would you consider a very senior role to take care of not only that area, but other areas? And I said no. And I said a clear no because of these core values. And I'm going to go through that. So as I said, my core values, one was holistic life balance. Another one is empowerment. Another one is continuous growth. Another one is inclusivity and patient safety and quality. So in terms of holistic life balance, I was in a state where I didn't have any kind of balance. I like to meditate. I like to exercise. I like to hang out with family. I like to do self-care. And all of that was taken away. My evenings were taken away. The time that I get up in the morning was much later. I wasn't able to do a lot of my self-care and visiting family. So that holistic life balance was taken away. And that was important to me. Empowerment. I was able to do that because empowerment is a core value for me. And I was able to empower the team, to train, to build them up, to be able to be independent and operate on their own. And that was satisfying to me. Continuous growth, that was taken away from me because in the evenings, I had a lot of training and different programs that I was involved in that I was not able to participate in. A lot of them, I've invested a lot of money, and I was losing out on that continuous growth, continuous learning, which was a deep core value of mine. So that was more like something that was really taken away from me. Inclusivity, I was able to satisfy that core value because for me, I always say you are an important part of the whole. So for the phlebotomy team, I want to know that they are at a point where they have a voice, where they're represented across the hospital, and I was able to work on that. Patient safety and quality, I was able to work on that. So you may say, oh my goodness, so you are able to work on some of your core values. But the reason why it's great core values, we may have a lot of different values, but the ones that are really, really close to us are so important to us that when we are not able to live in those values, it creates a lot of friction. And so I was not able to live out my holistic life balance as a core value. I was not able to work on my continuous growth as a core value. And that's what caused so much frustration, so much stress, and it could cause burnout for some people. So if you're in a situation that goes against your core value, then you're usually out of congruence. You're out of alignment. And, you know, as I said, that's where the stress, the irritability, and all of that happen. And it's sometimes very difficult to strive. So you may be thinking, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that. You know, it's like I thought I was doing what I love to do, but then I was always frustrated. And I know why I was frustrated, but I thought I had to live with it. So it's so important to actually understand your core values before you move into a career. So if you're looking to your next level career, it's so important to first understand your core values. And as I said, that's what we're actually learning with the team that I'm coaching right now in Lab OPEX Next Level Career. These are aspirational lab leaders who are looking to move to their next level. And at this moment, it's like light bulb when you really understand your core values and what's really important to you. So why is it important to know your core value before you move into your next level career? For one, it actually helps you to determine where you want to work. Where should you work? What position should you be taking? Do you want to be in leadership? Do you want to be a contributor to be part of the team? Because many times, based on your core value, you may not do very well in leadership or dealing with challenges, or you may do much better leading. So understanding your core value will help you to understand the role, even after you know what role you want, but what job do you want? Where do you want to work? Do you want to run your own business or consultancy, or based on your core value, maybe or maybe not? What kind of work environment do you want to work with in? What level of flexibility do you want? For some people, they can work from home. For some, they can't, because their core value may be connectivity or relationship or just being around people. So you need to first understand your core value when you're looking to get a new job or relocating in a job or looking for a new role. And so a lot of people may say, I want to work from home, and you start working from home and you realize it's not for you. And then there are some people just having being able to do both will be helpful. So that's so important to understand your core values when you're making these decisions. Another benefit for understanding your core value, it creates congruence in your life. So you decide, there's more alignment on your lifestyle, and you're not as irritable and frustrated as we discussed before. So it's so important to desire what you choose and make sure that that's really in alignment with what you're going to receive. So another thing is that it helps with greater decision making. And few episodes ago, Tawana, I think it was episode 2 of season 2, Tawana talked about the importance of decision making. So it helps you, if you know your core value, to be decisive about the company you want to work with, the job that you want to take on. So being decisive is another benefit of knowing your core value. It helps to increase your self-confidence, because when you have clarity about what you want and what you're willing to accept, it helps you to be confident in who you are as a person. Having that knowledge really helps with self-confidence. It brings some kind of calm and surety to your life. So when you know what's important to you, then that's that confidence in what you want. So it also helps you to determine what you want to accomplish. So not only what you have now, but it helps you to decide what are some of the things that I want to accomplish based on my core values. And I have a quote from a wise person, and I don't know who this person is, but I'm putting it in quotation. Happiness does not come from a job. It comes from knowing what you truly value and believing and behaving in a way that's consistent with your belief. So having consistency in your belief is really what helps with happiness and congruence, and it reduces a lot of the stress that we are having. And that's a way to reduce some stress and burnout. So I know a lot of people may think, okay, I know enough about core values. I can go on the internet, I see a list of core values, and I'm gonna just choose what my core values are. And that's kind of a mistake, because a lot of times you may see so many things that you may find that you may have some kind of connection with different words. Like, okay, this one resonates with me, so I'll say that's my core value, that's my core value, that's my core value. Or what the mistake is that, yes, you can value a lot of things, but what is really that core value that's really make it who you are? And usually it's best to have a core of maybe 4 to 6, 6 the most, maybe 4, 5 is very good, but just choosing a list here and there is not necessarily your core value. It may be just things that you resonate with. So a few tips, not enough details, but a few tips that can help you to decide on your core value. So think of the things that are exciting to you. If you can write down a list of things that are exciting to you, things that you may feel that I was born for this, write those down. And then from that list, for each of them, ask yourself why. And keep asking yourself why until you come down to a word or so that's very relevant to why this is so important to you, or why you feel as if you're born for those. And that's a list of words, and that's still not your core value. That may be some values, but not necessarily your core value. Also, look into a situation that probably irritates you, gets you upset. Maybe any situation that really irritates you, get on your nerves, maybe not major irritation, even some of the small irritation. Look at those situations and write down those situations. Go through those situations and ask yourself why. And that will come up with a list of values. And from that list, then you're going to prioritize and decide on your top 4. And that would be your core value. So, you know, that's going to be very important for you to know your core value. And as we said, knowing your core value will help you to make decisions. Knowing your core value help you to know what's really important to you. Knowing your core value will help you to even filter down why you get frustrated or irritated in different situations. And knowing your core value will help you to make the decisions that are best for you. So if you want to learn more about how do you actually get to that next level career, what are some of the things that you need to do, like knowing your core value, knowing what your core role is. If you want to know how to actually get to that point where you can identify your next level career, then you can actually connect with me. I'm going to put a link in the show notes so that you can connect with me, and I'll tell you more about how you can do some of these work in order to get to the point where you can identify that next level career that you're happy with and you feel as if you're giving what you're suited, all the skills that you're suited to have a great career. And so listen to this episode and other episodes on directimpactbroadcasting.com or your favorite podcast platform. And you can send us an email at elaboratetopics@directimpactbroadcasting.com. And if you want to be a guest on the show, there is a form in which you can fill out to be a guest on the show, or you can give us ideas on topics that you want to listen to. So until we talk again, have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.